This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A UN nuclear watchdog team has set off on an urgent mission to safeguard the endangered Russian-occupied Zaporizhia atomic power plant, which has been at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. The world hopes this long-awaited trip will help avoid a nuclear catastrophe. The trip is to a country where the world's worst nuclear accident at Chernobyl in 1986 sent radiation across the region, shocked the world, and intensified a global push away from nuclear energy. The stakes of the UN mission are high because of fighting at and near the plant, and because the plant is occupied by the Russian military. Elsewhere, new fighting was reported in southern Ukraine, with Ukrainian forces attacking a Russian-occupied city in neighboring regions. EU, and in particular German, leaders pledge reform to cut electricity prices, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The head of the European Union's executive branch and Germany's chancellor have pledged a reform of the continent's electricity market to help bring down power prices that have been pushed higher by skyrocketing gas prices. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says these high prices are now exposing the limitations of our current electricity market design, adding it was developed for different circumstances, and that is why we're now working on an emergency intervention and a structural reform of the electricity market. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It comes after late last week, following Brexit, Britain announced that some energy prices will go up 80% to residents. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An influential Shiite cleric has announced he would resign from Iraqi politics, and hundreds of his angry followers stormed the government palace in response, sparking violent clashes with security forces in which at least 10 protesters were killed. Medical officials said at least 15 protesters were wounded by gunfire, and a dozen more were injured by tear gas and physical altercations with riot police in the protest Monday that followed the announcement by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Iraq's government has been deadlocked since al-Sadr's party won the largest share of seats in October's parliamentary elections, but not enough to secure a majority government. His refusal to negotiate with his Iran-backed Shiite rivals has catapulted the country into political uncertainty. Disaster officials say nearly a 500,000 people in Pakistan are crowded into camps after losing their homes in widespread flooding caused by unprecedented monsoon rains in recent weeks. So far this summer, more than 1,130 people have been killed in the floods. Pakistan's climate minister tells the Associated Press on Monday her country is on the front line of the world's climate crisis. She said Pakistan has never seen monsoons so strong. Rains have stopped the past 2 days, letting waters recede in many areas, but meteorologists predict more rain in the coming month. U.S. space agency NASA will have to wait to launch the most powerful rocket it's ever built after a series of issues at the Kennedy Space Center, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There were thunderstorms, then a hydrogen leak and engine issues, and finally,
a scrub for today.
The highly anticipated Artemis project launch scrapped. The rocket, designed to return Americans to the moon, will stay in Florida while NASA Chief Bill Nelson's engineers work on it.
This is a very complicated machine.
Scrubs are part of the deal.
You don't want to light the candle until it's ready to go.
That will be Friday at the earliest, and maybe weeks later. Associate Administrator Jim Freem isn't guessing.
We're going to launch when we're ready.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian troops bolstered by stepped-up supplies of Western military aid on Monday started a long-awaited counteroffensive to retake territory in the south from Russian forces, as a UN nuclear watchdog team set off on an urgent mission to safeguard the endangered Russian-occupied Zaporizhia atomic power plant, which is at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.